USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Over the weekend, while dining in Kentucky, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell was confronted at a restaurant by protesters. Former presidential candidate and former CEO of Godfather's Pizza, Herman Cain, says Democrats better watch it when it comes to the upcoming elections.
I believe it's backfiring not only because of the harassment and encouragement, but, Stuart, it's also backfiring with respect to the Democrat outrageous rhetoric.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
President Trump is set to meet with Vladimir Putin on July 16th in Helsinki. Steve Forbes is the chairman and editor-in-chief of Forbes Media. He talks about why this will be a key meeting for everyone around the world.
This is going to be a crucial meeting because the Europeans are going to be watching it very closely. Is the U.S. in effect going to abandon 70 years of post-war policy with Europe by in effect gutting NATO and saying Europe's on its own? That would have huge international repercussions. So what they discuss, and I think what Putin's going to try to do with Trump is say, hey, start abandoning NATO, and by golly, we can have a better relationship. Mm. And that's what the Europeans are deadly, especially the Germans, are really worried about. Well,
Forbes also addresses what President Trump has been saying where NATO members are not paying their fair share.
Henry Kissinger says NATO needs to be updated in that respect.
Okay.
But the core should be NATO exists because it helps our security by having the security on the perimeter. That's why it was created, to stop the Soviets after World War II, keep the peace there, keep Europe out of diplomacy, keep the Germans happy, and because their security is our security. We learned that in the 30s. So this is not just us doing a security service for them. It's for our safety as well.
And finally, former President Jimmy Carter declared yesterday that Jesus Christ would approve of same-sex marriages and abortions in cases of rape and incest in danger to the mother. Carter did say, though, regarding gay marriage, that he does not believe a church should be forced by the government to marry two people if they don't want to. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Oh, folks, you know what that music is. That's the time for modern design.
This blue thing is a really new trend. A lot of the designers are trying to introduce blue as a new cabinet color.
This is topical for you guys. This is really topical.
And the mother said, well, I'd like her room to be gray. And the little girl said, Mom, gray is the color of depression.
Hi, this is Rich Scuderi of Modern Design. We're on live every Wednesday from 2 to 3, and you're listening on WHCR-DB.
Weather this afternoon, sunny with a high near 86, southwest wind around 7 miles per hour. Tonight, clear with a low around 60, southwest wind 3 to 5 miles per hour. Tuesday, a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms after 11 a.m., sunny with a high near 90. Calm wind becoming west, 5 to 7 miles per hour in the morning. Chance of precipitation is 20%. Tuesday night, a chance of showers and thunderstorms before 2 a.m. Partly cloudy with a low around 66. Northwest wind, 3 to 5 miles per hour. Chance of precipitation is 30%. New rainfall amounts of less than a tenth of an inch, except higher amounts possible in thunderstorms. Wednesday, mostly sunny with a high near 85. Northwest wind around 7 miles per hour. Wednesday night, partly cloudy with a low around 63.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR-DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
Good afternoon and welcome to Mental Health Matters. This is NAMI's Hour, compliments of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. NAMI is the National Alliance on Mental Illness, and there is a chapter of NAMI in every county in the state of New Jersey, every state in the union, and overseas. In Hunterdon County, we are all volunteers. We have no office, no paid staff. We work out of our houses. And as I've been told many times, you don't get in a traffic jam going from your kitchen to your living room. So that's a good thing. What we try to do is we try to help people who
either have someone in their family or someone they know or someone they're friends with who have a mental health issue. And we do this in various ways. We try to help people who themselves have it get the right service and the right medication if needed. And what we do is we do this through various things. First of all, we have what they call a family-to-family class, which is a 12-week course, and it goes over all medications, what to do, what not to do, what to say, what not to say in certain circumstances. And it tries to get the person taking the class to feel what it's like to be the person with the illness. We also have a support group that meets monthly on the third Thursday of every month, and it's at in Flemington at 52 East Main Street. It's from 7 to 8:30. You don't have to be a member of NAMI to take any of the classes or to go to support group or anything like that. The support group you don't have to register for, the class you do. And everything is free. There's no charge for any of the pamphlets, folders, binders, none of that. And like I said, if you know someone or you think it would help if, you know, they came to one of these classes or groups, that it would be great. There's also what they call a basics course for families who have children under the age of 18 who are suffering from mental health issues of some sort or other. And that's a six-week course. Again, it's free. You don't have to be a member of NAMI to join. You do have to register. If you have any questions or anything that you don't understand or would like further information about, feel free to call us at 908-284-0500. That's 908-284-0500. We don't man that phone 24/7, but we do have someone, a wonderful lady, who checks it at least twice a day, and we'll get back to you as soon as possible. Remember, folks, you don't have to be a member of NAMI to do any of this, and it's all free. So please reach out if you need help. We are very privileged today to have with us two young ladies from the Mental Health Association in New Jersey. We have Laverne Williams, who is a clinical social worker. Is that correct?
Certified
social worker. I'm sorry. And she is the director of Promoting Emotional Wellness and Spirituality Program at the Mental Health Association in New Jersey. We also have with us Joanne McCarthy, who is a director of the Call Center Services for the Mental Health Association of New Jersey. We welcome both of you, and I truly mean it when I say it's a privilege to have you here. I usually ask our guests how they got into this line of work. Some people say, oh, such and such happened when I was 10, and I always wanted to be a doctor. Other people fall into the category that I was in. Four kids, a car payment, mortgage, taxes, and I needed a job and went to work for Wunderbread. I was just curious. Joanne, you can start. How did you get into this line of work?
Oh, sure. Well, I was always interested in psychology and counseling. I was always reading those kind of books, even though I was an accountant working in a corporate job. And I decided about 10 years ago to go back to school and get my master's in counseling and get my licensed clinical alcohol and drug counselor. So I went back to school, never looked back, and it's been the best thing I've ever done.
That's
absolutely
awesome.
I really love it.
Yeah, that's awesome. All right, Laverne, you're up. I know you've been doing this for 30 years, but I mean, you know, how did you get into it?
Well, I'm the youngest of eight children. It seemed like my siblings were always asking me questions or coming to me for advice. And so I thought that was a natural progression to just go into helping people. And as I started to go into it, I found out that particularly communities of color were not accessing the services that would help them be better. So I really wanted to be able to do something for my community, and that's kind of how I started. I actually started as the office manager, and then I transitioned over to community education, and then I became a certified social worker.
Oh, okay. Would you give us, Laverne, a brief description of the Mental Health Association, how it got started, who it helps, what areas it covers, if it covers a certain counties or the whole state or what?
Okay, Mental Health Association started in 1941. It was the Mental Hygiene Association back then. we have offices from Morris County all the way to Atlanta County. We provide a lot of different services, which you'll hear about shortly. Mm-hmm. We have a lot of community education. We have some programs that Joelle will tell you about in terms of our call line. And we are not we don't have direct services in our office, but we do a lot of referrals.
Now, you cover a whole banquet of areas, don't you? I mean, like drugs and alcohol, mental health,
yes,
hoarding, et cetera, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay, yeah. And please, it would be helpful if you went to our website, because finally within this hour we're just going to touch upon just some of the things. But our address is www.mhanj.org. That's our website. And you'll find a plethora of information of different services that we provide.
Okay. And we'll go back. We'll have you do that again near the end. Okay. Joanne, you're up. What does the director of the call service do? And what is New Jersey Mental Health Cares?
Okay. Actually, our call center has 6 different lines. And we have information and referral specialists on each line. And many of them are licensed clinicians. Many of them are peers who are in their own recovery. So to talk a little bit about New Jersey Mental Health Cares, that's an information and referral line. And we assist callers who have Medicaid insurance. We give them referrals to county services or to services throughout mm-hmm. the state, depending on where they're calling from. A lot of times, because the people who answer the line are counselors or they are social workers, somebody might call thinking they need a specific service. They might call thinking, I need a psychologist. And our information and referral specialists will delve in a little bit and try and flesh out what's going on
mm-hmm.
with them.
Okay.
You know, so what do you really need? You might not need what you're asking for. And then we will also, we provide them with information and referral services, but we also ask them if they'd like a follow-up call. So would you like us to call you back to see how it went? So a lot of people will request that. So that's New Jersey Mental Health Cares. And our other line is the Peer Recovery Warm line.
Okay.
And that line is manned by peers. They are in their own recovery from some type of mental health condition. And they are there to offer support to callers who are calling because they may be experiencing some distress from their own mental health condition. So they're there to provide support. They can also provide referrals if necessary. The call lines all interact with each other, and mm-hmm. seamlessly we can transfer calls back and forth to get the person to where they need to go. We also answer New Jersey Connect for Recovery. That is our substance use disorder line.
Okay.
And that line was started.
Yeah, I was going to ask about that.
Yes,
yeah.
And that line was started to help 2 populations, actually. It was started to help the person who has their own substance use disorder. So they may be calling in. They may be looking for treatment. They may be looking for some kind of coping skill to help them get through the day. They will be connected to a certified alcohol and drug counselor.
Okay.
Then folks who are calling for someone else, for a family member, for
right.
a loved one, they are connected to a peer. And that peer is in their own recovery. They have had experience with a loved one or a family member who has a substance use disorder. They're working their own recovery. So they can meet them where they're at, and they can help them, you know, with whatever they're dealing with. A lot of times we find when people call and they're talking about the loved one, they're not talking about themselves.
Right.
And our call specialists will say, what about you? How are you feeling? And a lot of times the response we get is, nobody has ever asked me that. So we're able to, they call in, they're feeling kind of hopeless. By the time they hang up, they have a few options. They have some things they can do to help themselves, to take care of themselves. And we also ask them if they'd like follow-up calls, and we welcome them to call back also
mm-hmm.
as much as they want. So
I know that a lot of times when peers are involved, it makes it a lot easier for the person either calling or coming or whatever, to relate to that person rather than a psychiatrist or a psychologist or whatever, a quote-unquote professional, because the person they're talking to has been there, you know? It's like our support groups.
Absolutely.
All of our support people that come have some kind of issue. It may not be the same as you or me or, you know, Tracy, but we all have something, you know, and we interact, and it's easier for people to open up because they know that either we've been there and done that or we're going through the same thing they're going through. So it's, you know.
Yeah, absolutely. We find that the peers are able to almost make that connection immediately.
Mm-hmm, right.
And because they know. They know exactly when a person says something to them, they know they've been there. They've walked in, you know, in the same shoes. Mm-hmm. So helpful, and there's so much value to having a peer on the line.
Right.
Now, do you use one line for all these different people, or do you have separate lines for each of these programs?
We have separate lines, and we have separate numbers for each program.
Okay.
And that's, I assume, is on your website, the numbers?
It's on our website,
okay.
And there's also links to get to the websites for each of these lines. And I didn't even mention we have also a self-help clearinghouse line, and that line is information and referral to any support group in New Jersey. We have a database of over 3,000 support groups in New Jersey.
Okay.
So if somebody calls and they're saying, I'm looking for a bereavement group or I'm looking for a depression support group, we find out where they live and we're able to refer them in their county, in their town, to a self-help group.
Mm-hmm.
And then Self-Help Clearinghouse also goes out and provides facilitator trainings. So if you're interested in starting up a support group, you can call us and we would help you get that group started.
Right. Help you,
know, whatever it is. It could be finding a site for it. It could be, I need to learn more about facilitating a group. Can you help me with that? We provide those trainings.
Right.
And then the other two lines that we answer, we also answer disaster mental health line. And that is activated if there's some type of disaster in New Jersey.
Mm-hmm.
So the last, big disaster was Hurricane Sandy.
Right.
So that lasted for a couple of years. That line got a lot of traffic. And then it's activated from time to time when there's some kind of situation that could cause, people to start getting very anxious or to feel like they need to reach out and get some support.
Right.
And then the last line that we answer is the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline.
Okay.
So we do that for several counties in New Jersey.
Which counties are they?
I know it's Hunterdon, I believe it's Somerset, Burlington,
is it Sussex?
Cumberland, and Sussex.
Okay.
Yes.
Right.
So, thank you.
Very good. Boy, you remembered most of them. You know? I just figured because most of when they do a Hunterdon County with a trite thing, it's usually Sussex and Somerset, because they're, touching each other,
We're going to have to take a quick break. We'll be right back.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 40 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisals, sales and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, RabCoin has been for the industry since 1974. Founder and owner Randy Block has been an expert and an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Pat and Heidi and Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Pat and Heidi and Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
This is Mental Health Matters, and we're back with Laverne Williams and Joanne McCarthy of the Mental Health Association in New Jersey. Welcome back.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, Laverne, we talked when we were off the air. What is PEWS? Who does it help?
PEWS stands for Promoting Emotional Wellness and Spirituality, and it was actually developed by myself to educate clergy about persons who are at risk of or may have a mental illness in our faith communities. I know my own experience, particularly communities of color, going to a psychiatrist or a psychologist is not something that we would normally do. Or more often than not, communities of color will probably go to their clergy person for health and healing. But because psychology is a very small part of the seminary curriculum, I've sat in church all my life listening to clergy from the pulpit do more harm than good.
Yeah.
Telling folks, you know, let's fast and pray, let's read your word more, come to the altar, let me lay some hands on you. Well, if you're hearing voices, that's not going to help. And, you know, I like to say two things. Nothing wrong with a prayer and a pill, if that's what you need. And because of, you know, persons in our faith communities, particularly I've seen in my own faith, which is the Baptist Church, people will talk about cancer, they'll talk about diabetes, they'll talk about heart disease, but they will not talk about mental illness. And oftentimes, particularly in faith communities, if you have a nurse's auxiliary and that nurse, somebody may be crying or maybe could be experiencing some emotional challenges, well, they may come up and maybe give you a little sip of water or a box of tissues or, you know, particularly the Baptist church will give you a hug. Well, the last thing somebody needs if they are in crisis is for you to touch them.
Right.
And so, you know, just educating persons in our faith communities about what should and should not happen, what services are available, and that you are not compromising God if you go ahead to talk to someone else besides your clergy person about emotional wellness. And so that was my main focus, was to educate faith communities so that they would think it was just as normal as going to see their regular medical doctor. You know, oftentimes they will go to their medical doctor and talk about issues that should be handled by mental health professionals. And I like to tell them, you wouldn't go to your eye doctor for your foot. So why are you sitting in your doctor's office talking about mental health issues? That's not their area of expertise.
How much training do you give them? And what kind of counseling can they do after you train them?
Well, PEWS, what I actually do, because it's such a still a taboo, unfortunately, I go into the faith communities who, believe it or not, there are some places who still, no, thank you. And I kind of worry about them, but I say a prayer for them and keep it moving. I come out and do an hour and a half presentation just to get to see who will be interested. So I will talk to probably the nurses' auxiliary or the Sunday school teachers or the usher boards or deacon boards. Also, as a deacon, I've kind of been able to gain entree into other faith communities, credibility, I would say.
Mm-hmm. And so we do that, and then once they've decided, yes, we want more information, we try to tailor it to whatever their needs are. Some churches may have more elderly that they're dealing with. Some other faith communities may have unwed mothers.
Right.
So it depends on what they would like to have. We've also done a lot of some work in synagogues as well. So it's just not only the African-American community, right. It's faith communities, period.
Oh, interesting.
I know I'm very fortunate because the church I belong to is a Lutheran church. Mm-hmm. And the woman pastor is very open to talking about mental health and posting on the bulletin board when the classes are, when the support groups is, when this is happening, when that's happening, and has called me and emailed me many times over the last couple of years about folks that have talked to her, and she was looking for help, where, what to say to them, where to send them, where to help them. So it's been very, you know, fortunate that way. So some churches are open, and like you said, some are not, you know, and I know that for a fact.
And what I noticed that when I'm doing community health fairs, there were times people would not come over to it. They see the word mental health, they wouldn't come over. And now, you know, we're talking fast forward 10 years later, people will come up and ask for themselves, for their loved ones, a family member. So at least it's just education. It's people are afraid of what they don't understand. So getting the word out, as we're doing now, is excellent to let people know that it's a disease. It's just a dis-ease with your mind.
Right. It's a chemical imbalance of the brain, is what it is. Right. You know, and my son, we have four children, and my youngest son is paranoid schizophrenic. He didn't ask for it. You know? He didn't say, oh, give it to me. I want it. You know, he didn't want to spend 3 years in a state institution or a state hospital, but he did, you know, and was in and out after more times than we care to count. Thank God he's well for the last, you know, 5-6 years, had his own apartment. Last 3 years he's been working at BJ's here in Flemington, and he volunteers at the hospital one day a week. And he takes his meds religiously. So, you know,
excellent.
Thank you for the good days, you know, because you never know, you know.
I just wanted to throw it in and add, too, because, you know, once we start talking to people, obviously you start, it's almost, I would like to refer to it as the onion skin. It's got layer upon layer upon layer, layer of what people are dealing with. The other issue is persons who tend to hoard, or as the group is called, too much stuff. And we do have a support group. There's really such an epidemic in New Jersey that people are just now beginning to talk about. But we provide a self-help group in our Union County office on Monday evening, every other Monday at 5:30, for about an hour and a half. And there's also running our Atlantic County office, a Too Much Stuff support group. And it's called, it's an 18-week course called Buried in Treasures, and helping people to come to grips as to why and how they do what they do, and how we can help them manage it and to be able to live the life that they want to live. So it's very interesting. Again, www.mhanj.org. Please check our website. There's a wealth of information there.
I know somebody who came through our support group a couple times and has a daughter, and her, you know, she's widowed, and her daughter has an apartment, and it's like a tunnel to go through. You know, it's only a certain amount of, you know, space that you can walk through. And if you're, you know, and I find it, you know, I understand that it's a problem and it's, you know, a mental health problem. And, you know, but I can't understand somebody living like that. You know, it just boggles my mind to save all that stuff. My wife accuses me of saving things, but it's all in the attic. It's not, you know, our ranch is open. You can walk around, you know.
You know, you say 18 weeks. That's a lot of time for somebody to deal with their stuff. What happens after 18 weeks? What can happen?
What can happen is that they will understand why and how they would, what the importance they put on their possessions, why they keep what they keep.
Mm-hmm.
There's really just as many reasons why people do as there is different colds that people can catch. And so some people, they feel loved, they feel needed. They're afraid they're going to forget if they don't have it right where they can see it. It's a protective mode of just feeling sheltered. There's many, many, many reasons. And so what can happen is that they begin to understand why they do what they do, and oftentimes sometimes persons have lost their children, or their family members because of this. If the state comes in and deems the property unsafe, you could lose your home or housing. So yeah. Oftentimes, you want people to be able to live their life and to return their homes and apartments back into the space that it was intended to be. And that's sort of the definition of hoarding. If your room or is no longer able to function for what it was intended for, there's a problem.
Is it a lot of times just papers or?
It could be paper. It could be, unfortunately, human waste.
Yeah.
It can be animals. It could be food. It really depends on the person. Again, this is so
right.
separate,
right.
Depending on why, how, and who.
But you have seen real progress in people who take it.
Yes. As a matter of fact, oftentimes the support group, people just can't believe that this is a safe place that they can come and talk about this. This is the first time they were able to verbalize what's been happening to them.
Mm-hmm. Mm. What are you? What is meant by mental health players?
The mental health players are an active troop of persons who go out to different venues to talk about. For example, a school may call and they want us to deal with bullying, so they would go out and depict the scene about what that looks like. And sometimes it's pretty exaggerated, but it's enough to get people thinking. Because when you see someone act it out, it gives a whole new connotation to, wow, do I really look like that? Do I really act like that? And then they start to ask questions. So they have performed all over New Jersey in different states. And, again, they really work to the needs of whatever group it is
okay.
that they would like.
I want to go backtrack for just one second.
Sure.
How many people are on your staff? Where are you? And these mental health players, are they all volunteers who come and rehearse? Or tell me more.
Yes, the mental health players are volunteers. They are based out of our Springfield office. But again, it's all over. We have a couple of one in Morris County, one in Union County, and I believe in Ocean County. But they go all over. They'll go
okay.
to different parts of New Jersey.
Right.
And in terms of the staff, I think all together from Morris, well, we have offices from Morris to Atlantic, but in terms of, we are the state office. We're located in Springfield.
Mm-hmm.
So the state office, which encompasses Springfield, Ocean County, and Atlantic County, it's about 125.
On the staff?
On staff, yes.
Oh.
Yes.
Oh, much bigger than I thought. Okay.
Yes.
But you do not have, you were mentioning programs on site mm-hmm. at the various sites. How many programs are on site?
Well, the state office has about 13 or so programs that we run.
Oh, okay.
And
mm-hmm.
then Ocean County has about 6 different
okay.
ones, and Atlantic County must have about 12.
Mm-hmm. So why don't we talk about some of those programs? Maybe what about WRAP? Is that one of your programs?
Yes, that's the Wellness and Recovery Action Plan.
Okay.
And that is a plan that persons, oftentimes most people will have a will, so people will know what to do for them upon their demise. Well, what do you have available that tells people what to do for you while you're still alive? So, for example, Wellness and Recovery Action Plan could be, if I was to get sick, who's taking care of my bills? Who will take care of my pets, and who will even water my flowers? You know, if I'm getting ready to go into a crisis, I have a plan already written out as to, here's the hospital I'd like to go to. These are the medications that I take. These are the persons who I really do not want to come visit me, who will aggravate me more than me getting well. And that's really, and then more importantly is, when I start to behave in a better manner in terms of, okay, now I'm going outside more, I'm not isolating, I'm cleaning up my apartment, I'm keeping myself clean, I'm bathing on a regular basis, I need you to give me my independence back.
Right.
Because oftentimes people will handle someone's checkbook.
So I was going to say, that's power of attorney.
Yes,
give
power of attorney.
Okay.
But you have a plan now to say, when I start
okay.
doing this, I don't care what you think, I need my independence back.
Right, right. Okay, Joanne, you're up. New Jersey Connect for Recovery and the Peer Recovery Helplines. You mentioned, you know, some of it, I think, but could you elaborate a little bit on that?
Sure. Well, New Jersey Connect for Recovery, let me start with that. And
okay.
that was started 2014, and back then, in the spring of 2014, the JCADA, the Governor's Council on Alcohol and Drug Abuse, and the Attorney General's office had issued an extensive report about the opiate crisis.
Mm-hmm.
One of the recommendations was that there should be a warm line where people can call into and family members could call into to get help. And that's how we started. And, you know, we, as I said, we have certified alcohol and drug counselors that callers can connect with. We have peers on the line that family members, loved ones can connect with. And now we've since taken it kind of on the road, I want to say, and we're doing some family workshops now in four different counties. So it's in Union County, Monmouth, Middlesex, and in Atlantic County. So what we're doing is we're helping family members, teaching them better communication skills, because it's really okay. difficult when you have someone in the family, whether they have a mental illness, whether they have a substance use disorder, you end up getting into very negative communication patterns. So what we're teaching them in these workshops is the CRAFT method, and that is community reinforcement and family training. All right, and CRAFT has found, what CRAFT does is it motivates people to go into treatment. And rather than you getting into fights constantly, you're learning how to communicate with the person who has either a mental illness or has a substance use disorder. And what happens is you start to open up a little bit more. The person now is trusting you instead of becoming defensive all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And they may actually come to a loved one and say, I really hate the fact that I have this substance use disorder. Can you please help me find treatment? Rather than, you know, storming out and just getting into a fight. So these groups are 12 weeks long. They're mm-hmm. kind of modeled after the NAMI groups,
mm-hmm.
Except we have CRAFT in there, and we're teaching right. them. We're teaching them actual skills. And we started these groups because what we were hearing on the call line was, all right, so I've had a lot of education. I've had a lot of, I know what substance use disorder is. I know what to look for. I know the signs. But now how can I actually interact with somebody? Can you give me some concrete resources that I can take home and I can use? So that's what we did in these groups. And in each group, you're going to get some education. You're going to get some education about insurance and how to deal with that. You're going to get education on finding treatment, on the levels of treatment, the ASAM levels. You're going to get education on red flags to look for in treatment, you know, because right. unfortunately there are people out there who are in it for the money now.
Right.
So, you know, we want to educate people. We want to empower them. But in each group, you're also going to take away two exercises of how to communicate better with your family member. And we modeled it on the, it's called the 20-minute guide. And there's a partner's guide. And there's a parent's guide. So depending on who your loved one is, you know, that you're having
right, right.
communication issues with.
Do you find that if someone has family supportive or supporting them, it's, I won't say easier, but it's more likely to be a success if they have family rather than not have anyone?
The family support is so important. It is, because what happens when somebody has a substance use disorder, a lot of times they've burned all their bridges. A lot of times family members
right.
just step away. So, you know, there's that model of enabling and codependency where people were told just throw them out, right?
Yeah.
And what we're hearing from people is, I don't want to throw that person out. I love them. I don't want to yeah. see them get hurt. I don't want to see them die. So family support is crucial.
We find the same
recovery.
Thing in mental health. It's the same thing. Some
yeah.
people, mm-hmm. a lot of families, you know, are beating their head against the wall because they really don't know what to do because they've gone through it for years.
Right.
And others are, well, they step back and, you know, well, if they fall, they fall, and then we'll worry about it. You know, and, you know, unfortunately, it goes that way with, you know, addiction. And
mm-hmm.
is alcoholism with the addiction, or is it just opioid and drugs and...
When we first started the line, it was really funded for opiates, right?
Just okay.
issued. But we are finding now that there are so many other issues going on with people. There's alcohol, There are the synthetics, right? A lot of kids are vaping now.
Right.
A lot of people are just using, you know, all kinds of prescription meds. So we do not turn anybody away.
Okay.
Any kind of substance use disorder you're suffering from, you can call us.
Okay. Now, what is the insurance initiative and how does it relate to your clients?
Okay. So there's a lot of places that have popped up across the country, you know, it's nationwide, that will try and get you to come down to Florida, go out to California. You don't necessarily have to do that. You can stay in your own state and still get good treatment.
Right.
But a lot of these places are out of network, and I'm not saying out of network providers are unscrupulous, because that's not true. But there are places that prey on those out-of-network benefits.
Right.
And they're looking for, you know, get people into their facility, and they may overcharge them, looking for things like, okay, lab tests you don't need, expensive lab tests, DNA testing. And then the person who is, you know, they want the best for their loved one, what they're doing is they're making an emotional decision,
right?
Rather than doing the research, because now suddenly this is thrown at you. I have to find a place for my loved one. So we can help with that. We have an insurance specialist on the line. Her name is Claudia Belgine, and she is she's an expert in the insurance piece, and she will actually help people. She will call with them. She'll call the insurance company with them. Let's find out who's in network in your under your policy.
Mm-hmm.
Let's find out some places that you can send your loved one to, and you won't be left with all these, you know, all these fees, or you won't have unnecessary expenses, because sometimes it's a surprise for people, you know, when they have these huge bills.
Well,
so, you know, Claudia also does some teaching out in the community. As a matter of fact, there's going to be one July 11th down in Voorhees, and Claudia is going to speak about what to look for, red flags, what to ask insurance providers, what to ask facilities when you're sending your loved one into treatment. And then the Community Health Law Project, Stu Weiner is an attorney with them, and he's going to speak on how to file an appeal. So we partner with the Community Health Law Project as well to help people to file appeals. And we'll guide them. We'll coach them through that process.
Now, I would assume, I'm just assuming, I may be wrong, but is there fees for your services, all your services?
No, completely free.
Okay.
Absolutely free.
Okay.
The only one that is a charge for, and we do, well, I do a couple of community ed ones, and it depends, it's a very nominal charge for the faith communities, but the one we do charge for is the mental health first aid. I don't know if I sent you that information, but mental health first aid, the short of the long is, if you see the sign of a red cross, you automatically know it means help. You're going to get help. Well, then you also have learned over the years that if you saw someone bleeding from an appendage, a leg, or an arm, you would tie a tourniquet around it until professional help arrived. What do you do if someone is having an emotional crisis? How do you keep yourself and that person safe until professional help arrives? So it covers a lot of information. It's actually a 8-hour certificate program that is nationally recognized. It's good for 3 years. And Michelle Obama took part of the course. It's huge. It's the up and ongoing thing in terms of learning what to do in case of suicide, what to say, how to reach out, medications, you know, signs and symptoms. We have mental health first aid for youth. You have mental health first aid for first responders. You have mental health first aid for the elderly. You have mental health first aid for adults. So there's different ones. And I also have it in Spanish. The person to contact for that would be Ruth Kaluski. She's wonderful about setting up that. So that's one of the ones we do charge for is mental health first aid. But it's an excellent
It's nominal
program.
Charge, though, isn't it? I mean, I've seen
depending on depending on what it is, but she really works up the details on that.
Okay.
So, yeah.
I'm very familiar with it.
Yeah.
Alicia Stevenson, who is part of our NAMI group, teaches it. And we try to do it. NAMI tries to pay for it if there's a charge so that people can take it. I've taken it. I've also been a teacher of family to family for about 18 years. To me, it is a abbreviated version of the family to family class family to family goes into more, you know, mental health first aid is 8 hours. Family to family is 12 weeks, you know, from 7 to 9:30 for 12 weeks. So, you know, it's an abbreviated course. I'm not saying it's great, you know, for people who don't have the time or can't take 12 weeks. So I'm very familiar with it, you know. And that's the only one you charge for, you said, right?
Pretty much,
right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. I've been fitting that one as well for about 7 years.
Right, right.
Laverne, I wanted to ask you a question about RAP, if we can get back to that. That's that recovery plan where people basically take themselves out of, that someone else is caring for them temporarily. How common is that RAP program or that type of program?
It started out actually, my name is Mary Ellen Copeland started the RAP program. Her mother had debilitating psychiatric issues ever since she was a little girl. No one really talked about how somebody can stay well. They didn't talk about recovery. They just sort of kind of put you in a corner or they left you in a room. Yeah. And she, as she got older, she really wanted to be able to help others so that they wouldn't have to go through the same lot in life that her mother did. And so it was really developed for persons who had mental illnesses. And it was developed to help them to recognize signs and symptoms before they got so sick that they could not help themselves.
So it's a national program then? It's
yes.
Not something local? Okay.
Yes, it's national. Mm-hmm.
We have to take a quick break. We'll be back in just a few moments.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in a critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Welcome back to Mental Health Matters. Larry Cartwright, your host, and Tracy Ivey is my co-host, and we're very privileged today to have two women here from the Mental Health Association in New Jersey. And we thank you both, Laverne Williams and Joanne McCarthy. We thank you for coming. Laverne, you wanted to mention something that we hadn't mentioned. Would you speak to that?
Sure. The Mental Health Association in New Jersey's Career Connection Employment Resource Institute, which is CCERI, it actually expands employment opportunities for people in recovery. It creates system changes through the promotion of best practices. So, again, if people are looking to get back to work or they want a staff to come in and do some staff development, they are able to provide that service. Again, our website is www.mhanj.org. And, again, please look at our website. Again, there's a wealth of information that's available. And the last quick thing would be the consumer connections. Those are for persons who have a mental illness, and a 10-week training course where they go through, and at the end of going through consumer connections, persons are able, they have a job fair, and employers come out to, you know, hire those who may not otherwise have an opportunity. So, again, please check our website.
Okay, Joanne,
we have at
you're
least
up.
Five more minutes here. So yeah,
you're up, Joanne.
All right, so I just wanted to provide some of the numbers of our call lines.
Okay.
So there's New Jersey Mental Health Cares, which is 866-202-4357. And New Jersey Mental Health Cares is information and referral for callers who have Medicaid looking for resources in the community.
All right, give the number again.
It's 866-202-4357. And then the number for the Peer Recovery Warm Line, which is peer support for anybody with any mental health condition, is 877-292-5588. And again, it's 877-292-5588. And then New Jersey Connect for Recovery, anybody with a substance use disorder, anybody who has a loved one or a friend with a substance use disorder and is looking for support, is 855-652-3737. Again, 855-652-3737. And finally, the Self-Help Clearinghouse, which is helping you find a support group or helping you form a support group, is 800-367-6274. Again, that is 800-367-6274.
Very good. I also, something just popped into my head, and all right, you're a nonprofit. Where do you get your funds to run all this?
We have private donations. We have monies from the state.
Okay.
So it's both, and we do have some fundraising. So we have three different ways. We have some fundraising events. We also provide. We have monies from the state of New Jersey, the Division of DMHA, yes, and some private donations as well.
All right. You said you have fundraisers. Do you have anything coming up that's a fundraiser?
Actually, we do. We're going to have a walk, for New Jersey in October. I'm not sure of the date yet, so again, please check our website. We do have a walk coming up. I want to also add, please, if you have too much stuff, feel free to call our helpline, well, not the helpline, but our main number, 973-571-4100, and it's extension 130 for Laverne Williams. That's if you have too much stuff, to check out our support group, which is every other Monday evening at 5:30, or if you live in the Atlanta County area, please check our website and call the Atlanta County Mental Health Association.
Could you repeat that number again?
The number,
on the too much stuff.
For too much stuff is 973-571-4100, extension 130.
That's yours, correct?
And that's Laverne Williams.
Okay. I thought it was because I have it written down here as yours.
Thank you.
Okay. So in October, we don't have a date yet, but you have a walk.
Yeah, maybe
right?
The second or third Saturday in October.
And where do you have the walk at?
Last year we had it at Noma Hagen Park. The last couple of years, Noma Hagen Park is located in Union County,
okay,
New Jersey. It's a beautiful park, and it might be on the 13th, but don't quote me. But again, check our website. The walk, it's a fun event. You know, we have people from all over who attend, and we have, you know, a radio announcer, and we have... We open up with the national anthem, and
mm-hmm.
It's just really, really a great event. So if people are available, we'd love to have you.
Okay. I know that, what was I going to say? If there's a mental health problem, I know we touched on it briefly. If there's a mental health problem in the family, you have a family service, correct, that you help with that?
Oh, intensive family support services.
Okay.
Yes, if it's, you can still call that number again, 973-571-4100. And I don't have the extension right in my head, but the person who runs that program is Joyce Benz. So that's intensive family support programs, and we do have counseling in the office at 673 Morris Avenue,
okay,
in Springfield.
Okay.
So do you need to be a resident of Morris County for that one?
No. No, we look at Union County.
Oh, you,
but
sorry.
But we're on Morris County. Okay,
right.
No. If you're looking for some help and a family member, yourself and the family member will be able to come. So please, again, 973-571-4100 and listen to the prompt and ask for Joyce Benz.
Okay.
Okay. I can't thank you guys enough for all you do and people you help. And, you know, it's just amazing that the more time I spend in this field, the more people you run into who either have someone in their family or know someone or related to someone. We've come a long way. I know you're both too young to realize, but way back when, every family seemed to have an Aunt Cora or Uncle Ben who were a little odd, and they had them up in a cabin somewhere, and being odd at that point in time was probably because they had some kind of issue and wasn't addressed. Like I said, we've come a long way, not as far as everybody'd like, but we're still fighting it. The stigma is still there for mental health. And I think there's a stigma with alcoholism and drug addiction, too. You're shaking your head.
Most definitely.
But I feel there is also. And I feel a lot of times people with a mental health issue go to drugs and alcohol to ease the pain of the mental health issue. So it's like they're self-medicating. And, you know, now you got two problems instead of just the one. So what you guys are doing is great. And if there's anything NAMI can do to help you, please don't hesitate. Reach out to me. And thank you again for coming. One last time, the phone number, if they wanted to reach out.
973-571-4100. That's 973-571-4100.
And the website is?
Website?
www.mhanj.org.
Okay, and you gave three numbers out. You want to give them out real quickly again?
Yes, New Jersey Mental Health Cares, 866-202-4357. Peer Recovery Warm Line, 877-292-5588. New Jersey Connect for Recovery, 855-652-3737. Self-Help Clearinghouse, 800-367-6274.
Laverne Williams and Joanne McCarthy, thank you again so much for coming.
You.
We really appreciate it. And I hope that you continue to, your organization continues to help people in need, because there's a lot of people out there that need help. All right?
You're welcome. You're so welcome. Thank you for having us.
Thank you for having us.
And remember, folks, we'll be here same time, same station next week. And mental health does matter. Remember that. Bye.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody right there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you!
Did you know? The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in. Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo wrapped up his meetings with North Korean officials over the weekend. Pompeo described the talks as productive. Meanwhile, North Korean officials described the U.S. as having a, quote, gangster-like mindset when it comes to denuclearization. Retired four-star General Jack Keane says there's one thing people need to remember when it comes to dealing with the North Koreans.
Actually, the social aspect of it, something we don't talk about too much because we don't see it, is also pretty important. And sometimes decisions are made in social settings, to be quite frank about it.